Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I'm actually in your house.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
I just spent all of yesterday making it really clean for you.
Did you really? Why?
Because it's so bad. I literally just keep piling stuff like on all these corners that
you
can't see.
We've been doing this long enough. You don't have to clean your house for me to come.
I even use my new vacuum that I got off QVC. What? Who am I?
Oh, not the one that I...
Nope.
So many people bought that one that I was talking about.
I know. And I was inspired. And then I saw QVC had one for not much more that's the Dyson.
Oh, yeah.
It was Candace, our friend Candace.
Yeah, our good friend Candace came over here. She's your friend, not mine.
She was posting about it, and I'm like, sold. That's my Christmas present right there.
Yeah.
Christmas in February or March, whatever.
Mike got home. Mike had to fly home early this morning. And there's a point in me telling you this. It's spring break, everyone, for all the kids, right? They're all coming and
like,
going.
It feels like it's very spread out.
Yeah, the next few weeks.
Yeah.
So Mike went deep sea fishing with Brett. So they were in New Orleans and Mike got called to trial. And so he had to catch a plane back and left Brett there with another friend.
Okay. When you say called to trial, like he's fishing and then by 9 o'clock he's in a suit in a courtroom?
Right. Well, yeah.
So that's a whiplash, right?
That's a whiplash. So he flew out at 5 and landed this morning at 6. And so he comes in the house and he's like getting ready to go to court. But this is the funny part. His truck is in New Orleans with Brett. He had driven there because they fish and they're bringing it all back. So he's like, well, I got to head to court. Where's Brett's keys? And I started laughing. The cherry bomb is going downtown. They're going to, you know what? They're going to clear that courthouse thinking there's been a bomb.
There was a bomb last week.
In the courthouse?
Literally, I kept getting updates.
Oh, my gosh.
There are FBI... That is by the courthouse. They're going to be like, round two.
Round two. Because that thing is loud outside. But when you put it in a parking garage, like the courthouse parking garage is underground.
Oh, no.
They're going to be like.
No, they're going to be really scared because they're going to be on high alert. Oh, my gosh. Keep my phone near me when I get those alerts.
Poor Mike.
Okay, since we're talking about husband's work.
Yes. Does yours have a job?
He does. Okay. And he was gone all last week in Florida for this thing called hackathon.
What are they hacking?
They're hacking out problems, I guess.
Oh,
they hack away at problems. But
the
story I want to tell you is the week before that, he was in Austin doing a talk. And for his, I don't know what gift. How do we keep track of gifts these days? Maybe Valentine's Day?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Anniversary, dating.
Who knows? Just because he's great.
You have
I
all.
Got him a new Whoop band. You know how my boys Whoop, wanted
there
that.
There it is.
Yeah. For Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So it keeps track of sleep, but it also keeps track of activity. Like when we were playing tennis. Mm-hmm. At Christmas, Coit said it knew he played tennis.
Okay.
It could tell. So Bruce is there. He's real excited. He's leading this meeting. People are really into it. It goes on for an hour. He thought it was going to be a 20-minute meeting.
Wow.
He looks at his Whoop later. And it said that he'd been dancing for an hour. That's when you know you're in the right job.
I mean, you are like moving your hands.
You are so excited.
Dancing for an hour.
Yeah. And here's the connection there is I have a new passion.
Okay. What is it?
Dancing.
What kind of dancing?
Like hip hop, like jazz. Like
okay, no.
I go. I went twice last week.
We went where? To the clubs?
It's called Dallas Dance Fitness, my friends. Lillian and Haley, they lead one class, and then other gals I know lead other classes. And my friend Tina and I have been going, and it is so fun. And you can come to my recital. I don't know if there is one, but I will invite you.
Oh, I will so.
It is.
I will so be there.
Fun.
Okay, wait.
I love it so much.
I need to backtrack 20 steps.
Okay. Hey. I'm back.
Because I was literally thinking I'm going to jazzercise, and I've never felt less cool when you said you're going to hip hop. Talk to me about this. Like, are you following moves or they just play some jam and music and you just make it your own? Are you doing the mosh pit? What's happening?
So the class that Lillian and Haley teach, everybody already knows the dances. And you just come in and it just starts fast and it is boom, boom, boom for an hour. Like Bruce leading a meeting. But the other classes on Monday and Wednesday, they break it down.
So break it down.
Break it down. So if it's this dance to this one song, let's say Gold Digger. You don't have to be a gold digger.
Okay.
Broke. Anyway.
Just say broke. I like, yeah, I like that.
Anyway, so they'll lead you like 5, 6, 7, 8. And then they'll teach you like part of the dance. And then they'll add to it and add to it and add to it. And they break it down so you.
Oh, there's no way. But you kind of need to be a dancer. Like, I don't know. I can't learn that.
Yes, you do need to be a dancer. Like knowing how to shift your weight so you don't fall over.
Yes, I'm shifting a lot of weight these days. Like, wait.
Break a hip. Like, clean up on aisle 9.
I broke a hip.
45-year-old.
That gold down. Digger.
So bad.
Oh, my gosh. That's so fun. I think I better stick with, I don't know. Jazzercise might be the outer limits of what I can do right now. Maybe I need to be in the water aerobics.
Ooh.
Maybe it needs that.
I did do a water aerobics class when we were in Cancun one time, and it was really fun.
Yeah.
That resistance of the water is real.
Yeah.
I mean, well, for a vacation
I'm
workout.
I'm so proud of you. That is so super fun.
Oh, my gosh. I love it so much.
But you're a good dancer.
I took dance growing up. Okay, I mean, I did synchronized swimming, so.
I watched the Dallas. I watched the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders do their, you know, that reality
Thunder.
Show.
What's it called?
Thunderstruck, but they do all their dancing. And we've talked about this before. I hope another one's about to come out. But you know, when they have them out there dancing and trying to figure out which ones they want, they're like 5, 6, 7, 8. And then the mean lady is like, did you notice Tina? Her name isn't Tina. What's a young name?
I don't know.
Like a young name.
Ellie.
Did you notice Ellie? Mm. Well, she doesn't look uniform ready. Like, you know, she has one extra pound on her. And they'll be like, and her kicks are this or that. And I'm like, they all look the same. What are we talking about?
No, but we would die for that. Like that would be, if we could do one dance that they're doing as well as they're doing.
Will you send us a video?
I might. Okay. I think I might. But I mean, it's going to take me a minute. I think I've found myself is all I'm saying. Like I've found a new excitement. I love it. I get excited to go.
And it's great exercise.
It's great exercise. And I didn't have a cardio option in my little repertoire.
Yeah.
Walking and weights is not.
Right.
Not that we need cardio technically, but do we?
Yeah, we need cardio.
Okay.
Do you remember when back when we had littles and they would have the mall exercise classes for the moms and you took the stroller and you could do dips with your stroller? Do you remember all that? I never took it, but everyone went to those classes.
I mean, I did the like mommy matinees for the movie theaters where they had the changing tables inside the movie theaters.
Oh my gosh. No, I don't
and
remember
they taught
that.
You CPR.
Oh.
And they had the volume down a little bit.
So okay. Well, no, I didn't do that one, but I remember they used to have these workout classes for moms before the mall opened and you did like stroller workouts.
That's a great idea.
But my friend and Marianne and I just went to Memphis. I'll tell you more about that in a second. But we were talking and laughing so hard about something. I was like, I have to ask Heather if she did this. Like, this is a young mom's game and nobody does it anymore.
When you say young mom, do you mean moms of young kids?
This is when we were young. Okay. Like if I tried it today, death would result.
Okay,
and second of all, nobody does it anymore. But Marianne and I are cracking up because I'm like, did you? And she's like, totally. And I'm guessing you did too. Did you ever take the, I feel bad saying it. Did you take the stroller on the escalator? I mean, I did it every time.
I cannot picture myself doing that.
You didn't?
I can't picture it. So I must not have.
Like, first, going up is kind of okay because those wheels get wonky. And if they get turned, you're like, oh, I don't know if I'm on a step or not, but I'm going to try it. So you put it and then you hold up the back. Okay.
Okay. So you have to picture the fact that I had 4 kids hanging off my stroller.
Okay. Well, yeah. I have 1 or 2 at a time.
It would be tumbling down.
Okay.
With any incline.
Fair.
The weight of 4 kids would tip that thing
down
so fast.
Okay.
But I yesterday was at the mall. I'm never at the mall. And I saw a lady and she was just trying to go up one step with her little stroller. And I was thinking we should be helping her.
As you walked past her.
As I walked past her.
You're like, I got to get to my dance
She
class.
Had like one on either side and one. It was one of those smaller little umbrella strollers. Did you not have? Did you have like a massive one?
No, I had the umbrella. I mean, I had different stages and different kids.
But it's like the umbrella went on an escalator. That feels reasonable.
Let me tell you something. Coming down it. Okay, so you would come down. I was scared.
No.
Yet
so why are you doing
I don't know. And I mean, I got scared and I'd have them on there. I'm like, okay, just act confident. And then it's like, is it on a step? Is it not? And
oh, right. Because you got to make sure the wheels are
the
like,
wheels are on a step. And then sometimes I would miss, so I'd have to hold up the front.
Cynthia, and were you in front of the stroller?
No, I was in the back.
Oh, no.
And so we were laughing.
Was the kid strapped in?
Oh, who knows? But you didn't want to go find CBS. The elevator. You didn't know you North didn't Park. At the Dillard's or whatever. And so you just put them on the escalator. So Mary and I were cracking up about this because we both did it. And I said, I was scared to tears every time, but I still did it because I want to find. And I'm just, and now if you went over there and you put your kid on the escalator, they call CPS.
I was going to call them right now on you 10 years later. Well, how many years later? 20 years later.
10 for JB. But okay. Oh, well, my that gosh. Was my random thought.
Well,
but
we need to know. Y'all need a DMS.
Yeah,
are we want to know. Are you stroller on an escalator type of mom?
Scary business.
You know, they do the business. Different moms. Are you the crafty mom? Are you the PTA mom? Are you the stroller on the escalator
I'm totally
mom?
The stroller on an escalator, especially with my third kid. But
well, anyway. Speaking of dangers and young children, okay. Did you see the story that was going around Instagram of the guy? He's a full-grown adult who thought he had lung cancer. And they went in there to go take the tumor out. And it was not cancer. He had inhaled when he was a young kid, a traffic cone, like one of those tiny Playmobil traffic cones, and it had gone in his lung.
Wait, how do you inhale that?
Okay,
what's happening?
Right? Like, how could that possibly happen?
Swallow or inhale?
Like, it went in his nose and it went into his lungs.
Oh, for the love.
And here's the story, Morning Glory. I'd seen that story, and then this week while Bruce was gone, Knox was in the living room with Price. They're playing some game. And then I hear Knox just keeps doing this with his – sorry, this is a sound warning – with his nose. And I'm like, do you have allergies? Do you need allergy medicine? What's going on? And he goes, there's gum stuck in my nose.
Gum stuck in his nose?
And I'm picturing – he said there's some gum stuck in my nose. And I'm picturing like a tiny piece, like this bit.
Yeah, like a Trident or
and
smaller.
And I'm like, "Are you? How did that happen? He goes, I was chewing it and – somebody made me laugh and started to swallow it. And then it went up my nose. And I said,
wait, does that orifice work?
I go, they're all connected. And I said, okay, well, let me get my little ear scope. You know, my camera that I can look in your ears.
Oh, gosh.
And let me get out the neti pot. Do you ever do neti pots?
No, none of it. No.
And because I was pediatrician wannabe. Okay. So let's go.
Okay.
So I'm getting all that stuff out. And then all of a sudden he goes really hard,
uh-huh.
And out comes a chunk of gum.
It,
like, I'm telling y'all, an inch at least. And he told me later it was two pieces of gum that he had been chewing.
And he snort he went to laugh, go, and it went up his nose.
I didn't even know this was an option. So
I
traffic cones in your lungs, this is a thing.
Can you imagine if they go in and you think you have lung cancer, and they're like, no, you actually have
his poor mom is like, I'm the worst mom ever.
Remember one time when I was driving, this is the stroller escalator mom. I'm totally what I am. I was driving with JB somewhere and I was giving, some woman had called me that I didn't know and asked me some parenting advice, which is always scary.
And he
swallowed
advice.
A penny while in the back of the car. I didn't know he had
JB
it.
Did?
Yes.
As you're giving parenting advice?
As I'm giving, I'm like, hold on a sec. I'm sorry. And then he's like, I'm like, JB, what? And he had a penny. And I'm, where's that penny? He's like, he swallowed it. I mean, he was a baby. He didn't say it that clear. I was like, well, that's awesome.
That's great. So yeah. Then do you have to look at his poop for like.
Well, no, but if he has lung cancer someday, now I know. Okay.
I remember Bruce bringing a kid to the grocery store parking lot because they'd stuck a bead up their nose. And he brought some tweezers. And I'm in the parking lot of Kroger trying to fish out. Having four boys is a lot.
It's a whole lot. Okay, when I was in Memphis, I was with some Auburn girls were there. I was there at my friend's lake house. It was so fun. And Marianne and I went together and I spoke in Memphis and then we drove over to Auburn and stayed at our friend's house. Shout out, Michelle. And okay, but some of the Auburn girls came over and they were talking and I was dying laughing and I have new girl lingo and I've said it to both my other kids now. Like I just say it in a sentence like it's, you know, nothing. Yeah. So I'd be like, you know what, Heather, I had the best time in Auburn, but I look around at all those people. It's low key, a bunch of bots and blah, blah. And I just keep going. So I tried that with my kids and Kate's low like, I'm going to stop bots. You there. Do not say low key bots again. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, low key. Do you know what a bot is?
It's like someone who's just like an NPC. Like
they all look the same.
They're like, you wouldn't recognize. We say copy paste.
Copy paste. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, the low key bots were everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so then I have been using it. So
and they all have the same drink.
Yeah. So I was talking to Brett in New Orleans. I'm like, man, you look around and you see it like on, you're walking down, what's it, Canal Street? I forgot. I yeah, whatever, in New Orleans. I'm like, it's low-key bots drunk everywhere. And he's like, it was like, like he's like, no, ma'am. Nope. Here's the other thing they said.
That's where these phrases go to die.
Yeah.
When parents start saying, you wanted them to stop saying something.
They're just happy we're not saying 6-7 anymore.
Oh my gosh.
Here's another one.
My boys say this one all the time. I can see it in the notes.
If you're looking real ugly, like, you're chopped. She's chopped. And
it's terrible.
And I'm looking at right now in this camera with the lighting we have. I'm not saying we're chopped, but it ain't good.
I'm looking tired and chopped.
We're low-key chopped bots.
We're chopped bots right now.
So bad.
We're laughing. The kids are like cringing.
Oh, dying.
Mom, that's so cringy.
So cringy. So anyway, so when we flew there, though, I had to talk about this. Do you know that I don't like to fly? Do we all know that?
No.
You don't know that? No. Okay. I mean, I do it. But when I was in college, I was in Mexico doing foreign exchange thing. They don't call that anymore.
Wait. You, like, your parents had a student from Mexico stay with them and you stayed?
No. What's it called when you go study abroad? And okay. I was in Mexico.
Now that makes more sense.
I was in Mexico and I took
That's like the rich girl.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well,
like a student exchange feels.
The girl from El Paso was hardly the rich girl. I went on a small plane. It doesn't matter. They had a little emergency landing.
Oh, no.
And the pilot was smoking. And I don't mean he caught on fire. I mean, he wasn't
hot.
He was smoked. No, he wasn't hot.
He was chopped.
Low key bot. He was totally smoking a cigarette. The plane does a little emergency landing, blah, blah. Since then, I haven't loved to fly. That'll do you in. You know, it's just one emergency landing away from thinking death is coming.
You need some EMDR therapy over that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And so I fly all the time, but it's not my favorite. But if it gets bumpy, I start sweating, like massive sweating.
That's good.
And so Marianne and I were, on Southwest, it gets bumpy. And so the joke is, she's always like, I get quiet or I start looking at her, like I give her the big eyes. And she's like, stop it. It's barely a bump. The flight attendant's handing out peanuts. We're fine.
We're still getting drink service.
Right? You're fine, ma'am.
Yeah.
But I saw this video yesterday on, did you see the one of the emergency landing? Southwest had an emergency landing because they thought there was a bomb threat. And so it was going from Nashville to somewhere, which felt close to home because, you and I are in and out of Nashville. And so it emergency landed in Atlanta and they have, somebody took a video, which I'm like, no video. I'm in cardiac arrest. And
you're in survival mode. You're not
the plane is fine, but they're yanking off some guy to get him off the plane. And they are screaming out, the flight attendants are saying, heads down, hands up, heads down, hands up. And everybody's got their heads tucked down and their hands are in the air. And
you just don't care.
Like you do not even care. The militia, basically, not really, but it looks like the militia comes on and they're yanking this guy off the plane.
Oh,
and
it
was heads down, heads. And so I was like, this is the case. This is going to be where Cynthia, again, everybody gets off the plane and they're fine. And I'm the one who died. They're going to be like, and there was one casualty. She had a heart attack.
She's so overwhelmed by them.
I mean, even imagine how freaky that would have been with the bomb threat and all that?
A friend of mine just told me her daughter was on a flight and it got struck by lightning and they had to turn back around and land.
If that mask comes down, let's be loud and clear. I don't need it. I'm gone. Like, there's just, I cannot. So.
Oh, my
stars. Anyway, but we did go and we went to Graceland. And we did, yes. And Marianne was mad because they wouldn't let us go to the second floor and it cost like $80. And
Wait. They wouldn't let you or they would if you paid $80?
No, we paid $80 to get in. She's like, why don't we? And they're like, no, second floor is not on the tour. And Marianne's like, I deserve to see where he died. I would like to see Elvis.
Is that why you can't go to the second floor?
I don't know why.
I thought in my mind, after seeing that one Elvis movie, I thought he died in Vegas.
Oh, did it?
I don't know. I can't remember. But it seemed very tragic in Vegas.
It smells, his Graceland. If you haven't been, it smells like 1970s musty. Ugh. The kitchen is original. It is so interesting. Have you ever been? You haven't been, right? No. And I mean, we're not big Elvis fans, but we're big Cheese Fest. If you're going to go to Memphis and speak, we're going to go to Graceland.
Cheese Fest? What are you talking about?
Like, we like the cheesiness of it.
There was an actual Cheese Fest. No. I'm like, now I'm in.
And we bought
some Carlsberg. What's happening?
We bought Elvis t-shirts that later our friends said looked maybe slightly gay pride. And we walked around that place. We saw it all. Elvis's living room, like his piano, his record collection, all of it. We did it all. We took 1,000 pictures.
I need to know who of our listeners are Elvis people. You know, there's like Disney World people.
Yeah.
There are Elvis people. And they're out there.
Not me. They have his plane.
They're jealous of you right now is what I'm thinking.
We went on his plane.
What?
The Lisa Marie.
Did you start getting palpitations?
Because
it was grounded, though.
It was grounded. I wonder if that thing could still fly. Anyway, we did a whole thing. It was something. I was just curious if you'd ever been, but yeah. And then we did some shopping in Memphis. And then I'm going to tell you in our, what we're sidetracked by, about one of my favorite things there. This ribbon guy, his name's John Mark. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
What else you got?
Well, okay. So another story. So two times Knox this week was like, is that going to be in sidetracked?
Oh, yeah. If you ask, we're putting it in. And I'm like,
if you give me permission to. So the gum in the nose was allowable.
Knox is the word of 2026. That's the...
Okay.
Brett is so 2025.
Said it again. So I was solo parenting all week. And one of the things he asked me to help him with was his shoes from the cross country season were kind of dirty and old. And could I freshen them up for track?
Okay.
And... So I did the best I could do. I used one of those sneaker cleaner things. Have you seen that? Mm-hmm. Maybe I should put that in my sidetracked. I think it does a pretty good job. But then I was like, you know what? I'll just put some good old fashioned dish soap on here and just scrub them.
Oh, like Dawn?
Like Dawn.
Gosh, that stuff reproduces. It
does a lot. And so like scrub and like dry them off and I put them out in the sun. And I go to pick them up this week. And you know, we had all that rain on Thursday, Wednesday or Sunday, pouring rain. Well, they got stuck in the rain. My kid is walking to the car, and all I see are big bubble feet. He goes, Mom, what is going on with my shoes? I guess I hadn't gotten all the soap out. And he said he was running, and just more and more bubbles were forming on his feet as he's going. Thankfully, he had a good sense of humor about it. But I was just like, oh, man. This is like, again, escalator.
Escalator mom.
Escalator stroller mom. I did my best.
Wasn't good enough, but that's okay.
It's fine. I mean, it gives for a story. Remember when I was running in
the
rain?
We're just here for content.
And soapy feet. I don't know. So if you all have good sneaker cleaning, I just need to get them new ones. I got them spikes. You ever had to buy spikes for a kid?
Oh, yeah.
For the actual meat.
Mm-hmm. So I used Dawn and Abby's water
names
dish.
Her dog Abby.
I know. And her water dish.
Why?
To clean it out.
Oh.
And I didn't get it out that good. Oh. And she came through with some bubbles coming out of her nose.
And a piece of gum.
And a cone.
And a cone in her
and
lung.
A cone.
Oh,
I know.
It's not
I was
just
like,
the kids.
Oh,
it's the dog.
It's too. Abby. Abby, you're the worst. We hate you.
My
Abby.
Dog ate 6 donuts yesterday.
Off the counter?
Charlie. We all were sort of like, Charlie. And then he hides under the coffee table.
Oh.
We know. We're like, you're giving it away.
Dude. Abby ate Mike's cowboy hat.
What? Mm-hmm. The whole thing?
Well, like chewed it in a million shreds. He got it out to give it to Brett because he claims I told him he couldn't wear it.
Look at Charlie's like, wait, what are you talking about?
Charlie's walking by. I will hump someone.
No, he's like, okay, what did I eat?
And
oh my gosh,
he ate the darn hat. And I was so, Mike claims I won't let him wear it because it makes him look like a pinhead, which I've never said. Have I thought it? Maybe. I've never said it.
You maybe gave the hat to Abby.
Yeah, right. I gave it to.
Well, here you go, Abby. Here's a chew toy. Okay, do we need to get sidetracked?
Maybe. Can I tell you before
you have more stuff?
I want to tell you one other thing.
Okay.
Mike ordered me for Christmas an Ipsy, subscription, which is like a makeup bag. Like it comes with makeup products once a month. It's just like a box subscription.
Like what FabFitFun used to be?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Is that gone now?
I think they still have it.
Okay.
I think they kind of went away, came back.
Mike wanted a runner's box, like of runner's foods and stuff. So anyway, whatever. And so he ordered me this, which was really nice. But I got my first one and I just would like to lodge a complaint.
Okay.
It's clearly for the 20. It's like for the low-key bots. It is not for the old keybots because here's what happened. They sent me a lip plumping gloss.
Oh, someone's given me that.
You're darling. Thank you for that. They gave me a...
you don't remember you giving that to
me? Yes, but that was back when I didn't know what they were and it was so
Am
shocking.
Am I supposed to open my present?
We're going to do that. Yes.
Here?
Oh, yeah. Let's not forget. Yes.
Now or on Super Drivers?
We'll do it in a second.
Okay.
Yeah, on this one. Okay, so, then they put in there what like some lip liner dumb thing, all the stuff. It doesn't matter. I want you to know that I want to start a business. I want to know who's in on it.
Okay.
And we're going to do an Ipsy, but we're going to call it like Mipsy for like menopausal women.
Okay.
And here's what should be in it. If you're going to send a subscription, we don't need your lip plumper. That's the least of our worries. We're plumping already. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah,
plumping
everywhere. We're not worried about our lip liner somehow, whatever. I don't need your mascara. That's blah, blah. Here's what I need.
What?
An adult diaper in case I laugh too hard.
Yes, ma'am. I'm in.
I would like some tweezers because there's rogue hairs and stuff we got to deal with. I would like a small mini fan.
Oof.
I'm hot. I'm hot all the time. Maybe a laxative.
Okay.
I mean, this is what is in the menopausal. What would you put in the menopausal woman's bag? Don't give me this.
Some estrogen.
A patch.
I've got a story to tell in a. And Super Trackers. I'm now the Walgreens Karen. I'll tell you. I'll tell you in the Super Trackers.
Anyway, I'm just saying.
I think that these are great ideas. I think having there's so many products now for menopausal women. Like there's lotions and there's for dryness.
Don't say it.
But I gave it to you for your anniversary or something.
Put that
in the
pack.
Ice packs that go in your bra.
In your bra.
Yeah.
That's what
we need.
So if anybody wants to start that business.
I think you should. There's a doctors that would be willing to sponsor it too. Like that Mary Claire or whatever. The menopause lady.
Yeah.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on 2 purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Somebody has a birthday.
I do have a birthday. My opening present?
Yes. Wait. Can you tell them it's cute?
It's happy so birthday cute. Take to a picture you. Of me on your phone.
Happy birthday to you. Turn it upside down.
Turn it upside down?
I mean,
right side up.
Right side up. 1, 2, 3. Oh, she's so cute, you guys. I got her a gift, everyone.
Okay,
I got her a gift. I don't know when this releases, if it's close to your birthday, but her birthday.
What did we put down? March 13th.
What's
the
your birthday?
Week before.
The week before, yeah. 20.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, 3, 2, 1.
That's why I say it like that.
Sorry. Just wait while she rips
this
open
is
paper.
Like amazing. This paper is thick.
Look at the box. I mean, wow. Can you appreciate a nice box,
this
everybody?
This is a really nice box.
Okay. The wrapping's better than the gift. I'm going to be honest.
Should we say, since you were talking about Ipsy, that we are going to talk what we're going to talk about in Super Trackers?
Yeah, but now we're in the middle of this gift. Okay. So let's do that.
Since I was taking time.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
Oh my gosh.
I had already bought it when you mentioned it on the live the other day.
Oh, really? It's for Cardi Beak. That's what we're going to name the goose, Cardi Beak. Do you know what I'm saying when I say that?
Yeah, Cardi Beak.
Cardi
Tell
B,
them what it is
so cute. It's all the outfits. It is like so many outfits for all the seasons for my goose. I got Christmas.
Uh-huh.
I've got Easter, I think, with bunny ears. What is this one?
I think it's Thanksgiving. Wait, but open them all because I have another choice for you in that other box. But
wait, what do you mean in what other box?
Well, I don't.
This is a turkey.
A turkey.
Your goose becomes a turkey?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. This is so funny.
And then 4th of July. Valentine's.
Valentine's Lacey.
Lacey Sexigus.
What do you think this is?
St. Patrick's, I think.
Okay, we already got that. And a pumpkin and a hat. And then what is this?
I think
that's
summer.
Like luau.
Like luau.
It has a lay. My goose got laid.
Don't say lay. No. No, ma'am. You guys.
What?
Is that fun?
I love it. Why is there another box, though? You threw me off.
Because I don't know what size goose you have. If you have a big goose, a little goose, a medium
goose.
You have a large goose?
Yeah. Is this not large?
Well, I don't know. And so
we can try it on.
We got to try it on.
Have to have a try-on sesh. Do you have a fitting room for my goose?
She's modest.
She's a little modest.
She
wasn't the other day when the wind blew her dress over.
Oh,
I was like, goosey.
You better tell Goosey.
Cardi, keep your business in there.
Stay clear of Charlie with his history.
I go out there and I find Charlie on Cardi Beak. I'll tell you what.
There's going
There's going to be hell to pay. It's going to be a
day of reckoning over here.
Oh, my gosh. That's so perfect.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. We're you big. And my sister.
Yeah.
Andrea. Shout out Andrea. Andrea was on it. She knew. She listens and she knew. And I didn't know.
That she knew what?
That this was a viral thing.
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah.
lady that sent us the DM,
but
I posted it today.
You don't have those, do you?
No, I don't have anything. All I have is the one shamrock dress.
The one shamrock. Okay. Well, I asked Bruce what Cardi B came with, and he's like, only one outfit. And I was like, okay, thanks. And I was like, poor Bruce. He's trying to make a living. He's got all these kids. He's speaking with his whoop. Whoop,
yeah,
there it
he's
is.
Dancing at
dancing.
Work.
And then he's like, oh, great. I'm fielding texts from Cynthia asking about Cardi B.
Enneagram threes. You guys got time for that. He's got time. He's very efficient.
Well, okay. Efficient. Yeah. Back to Ipsy. Somebody sent us a listener question and said,
you want to read it?
Yeah.
I don't even know what my phone is.
Here. Mine's here. A listener question that said, first of all, I want to say, I like your new eyeliner, Cynthia. I think you both have nice makeup. Would you consider talking makeup for ladies in their 40s and 50s? I need a new makeup look. Finally realizing that my more mature skin needs something different than what I was in my 20s. Would love your thoughts, blah, blah, blah. And so, and Super Trackers say,
that's what we're gonna do.
Brought all of our makeup that we like and what we don't like or whatever. And we're going to do that Super Trackers Day. So if you're interested in that, Super Tracker, $6 a month. Somebody just asked that the other day. And you go to
sidetracked past tense supercast.com.
Okay. What are you sidetracked by?
Cute spring tops. I got one on today
it's really cute.
That I rented from Newly, but I also bought one that I'll link to that I wore in our live, the pink one.
Mm-hmm.
And they had so many colors. I think you would like this one, but it's maybe not your colors.
They're Amazon?
Ooh, yeah.
Cute.
There's this one I thought was cute.
Have you ordered it?
Light blue with the navy. I have this pink one. That's the one I was wearing.
Amazon throws me, guys, because sometimes their stuff works and sometimes I'm like, what is this cheap fest?
It did throw me. Like, this is all fabric that's, you know, sewn on. This is like a
applique.
I didn't like it that as much, but it's cute on. I get a lot of compliments. It's got the big ruffle sleeves. Anyway, sidetracked by that. I keep wearing it with my sweatpant jeans.
Oh, so I do want those sweatpant jeans. Yeah.
Sweatpant. You sound like
Sweatpant.
What's her name? O'Hara that just passed away.
Oh, I love her. Catherine. Okay. Here's my first one, y'all. Okay. It's the hardwood scratch remover. Just kidding.
Have you heard about it?
Have I told you about
And then your Frost Buddy, which I absolutely, can I just please take the paper off?
I brought my Frost Buddy into the house today and it still has the tag on it and Heather's soap it out.
It still has the paper that they wrap around it with the scanning code.
Okay.
Okay. Now you look like a real Frost Buddy person.
Did it just spill?
No.
Oh. Okay. My first one is I got nervous that maybe I've said this too, but I did too.
I was like, didn't she talk about a charger before? You talked about a travel charger.
Yeah, this is
you're big about chargers.
Okay, for you know, in a kitchen where everyone's plugging in their devices,
yes.
And you have just cords, and I'm just sick of the cords. And Brett had the old iPhone.
We call it the poverty charger.
The poverty charger, yes. And it's a mess. So we ordered a new one, and it's a box that plugs in, and then the cords pull out from the bottom. Think milking a cow, pull out the
They're
cords.
They're like retractable.
Yes, and then you just pop it, and it goes back up, and it's just one little box. I really like it.
No, that's
because
great.
I'm tired of the dirty mess of all the cords.
Yes, and trying to find the base that the cord goes in. That's right. Is it UBC? USB-C, USB blah.
Yeah. So anyway, and I bought it because I needed that poverty one, and then we had to get Brett a new phone. But but I like it. So that's my first thing, a charger.
I love that.
Okay.
So Cynthia is speaking at my church. She texted me and she said, I'm going to be watching you pee on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was an odd moment. And then I clicked the picture and it's the back of the bathroom doors or the door that faces the toilet in the bathrooms at our church had Cynthia's picture on it promoting that you're speaking at Northwest Bible. If anybody wants to go, I unfortunately cannot go because I had already signed up for a spiritual retreat the same weekend. So sorry.
Some people are excited. They're going to be there, Heather.
They're really excited. They're like, how did you get Cynthia? And I'm like, I got connections. I don't know. Tell them.
Celebrities. Not hard.
But anyway, we're reading this book that I'm really liking, and I just wanted to recommend it because I am very much sidetracked by it. It's called Eternity Is Now in Session.
Sounds good.
And it talks about, like, what is salvation? Like, so much focus is on how do we just get our ticket to heaven? But what if it's about actually this transformative relationship that once we accept the salvation, we are – eternity has started already with us. Like, we get to live in community with God now.
Now.
It's not this waiting for heaven moment.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, I want to read it. And yeah. Because I'm speaking a lot – coming up and certain, but that would go with kind of what they're asking me to talk about at that retreat. So yeah, I need to see it.
The subtitle is A Radical Rediscovery of What Jesus Really.
Oh, it's John Ortberg. I love John Ortberg.
What Jesus really taught about salvation, eternity, and getting to the good place. I wanted to call my book The Good Place. So I was a little jealous that he got to put that.
The Good Place.
I know.
John Ortberg wrote, if you want to, that's weird. If
no,
you,
it's because it's like my thing. You like, when you stick them in and how it's ridged.
Oh, I see. If you want to walk on water, you got to get out of the boat. I think he wrote that one. It's so good. But okay, I like that. I'm going to want to read it. And back to the bathroom signs.
Yeah.
When I was in Memphis.
Everybody's Normal Till You Get to Know Them is another book.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When I was in Memphis, I had to use the restroom. Oh. And I have two things. One, when I had the, you know, they mic you really early turned off, but I'm so paranoid and I had to go to the bathroom, like not go to the bathroom, but go to the bathroom. And I'm so nervous with that stinking mic on that the entire room next door with all the people is listening to me pee. But I went in, first of all, I sat down. I haven't sat down in a public bathroom in 2 decades, but I squatted down and there's a big old picture of me. Same thing. Like, come to blah, blah, blah.
Cindy. And I was like, this is how they get women.
I'm famous in the bathrooms. I mean, if you
killing it in the bathrooms.
I mean, Amy Poehler may be winning all these huge things for her podcast.
Emmys, whatever.
Yeah, I'm famous in the bathrooms.
Totally.
I am toilet fame. Okay, my second thing is, okay, so when I was in Memphis, there's a guy named John Mark, and he does ribbons. Have you ever heard of him? Sherry is obsessed. Our Sherry.
We need to get his. We need a link.
It's
to
John
that.
Mark Enterprises. His Instagram. So he is. He designs these ribbons for like think your front porch wreath or whatever. And I've never seen. I love me a good ribbon, especially at Christmas. But I've never seen anything like his. They stand up. They're so wired.
They're wired in that the,
they
yeah.
stand up. Like the one Sherry had on her front porch at Christmas.
That was him.
Yes. So his store is in Memphis it's in Germantown or whatever, wherever I was. And so we went in and when I tell you, it was incredible. Just the entire store. Everyone's like, you have to go to John Mark's. So I went, he was in India. Marianne's all mad. We don't get to meet him. Eh. He's coming to Dallas having on a Dallas market on March 23rd. I'm going with some friends. If anybody's interested, you can go.
It's right by my birthday.
Okay. Let's go.
And he gets some ribbon.
But I bought ribbon there. I didn't think it was outrageous. Maybe it's just me. I mean, big bolts, beautiful designed spring ribbon, 25 for a huge bolt, 18 for the smaller ones. Anyway, but if you go on and watch him on John Mark Enterprises, apparently he's gotten like viral famous. He will show you how to make all the bows. He does florals. It was incredible. So they were asking why we were there. My friend Marianne, we went to all these stores. She's like, she's here speaking. Then it went about the book, blah, blah, blah. So the girl, one of the sales ladies was so darling. She's like, I'm going to buy the book. I'm like, sure you are. She DM'd me later. I'm halfway through it.
Well, be careful when you say that so fast. She DM'd you.
She DM'd me. And then
it sounded like she.
What, Heather?
You said a cuss word on it sounded like.
Oh, gosh. No.
She damned you. She damned me.
I'll be dipped.
Okay.
So anyway,
she DM'd you.
She DM'd me. She was like, I'm 2/3 way through the book. I love it so much.
Oh my gosh.
The other people bought it. Then we went to this place called the Truffle Pig. It's darling home decor store. Marianne's like, my friends sell. They posted my book on their social. We were all around Memphis.
So really, your publisher should pay you for the ribbon.
Right?
You were doing marketing and advertising. Probably better than some of the things they paid for.
In John Mark Enterprises, and they're reading my book. Yeah. But anyway, follow him, y'all. That's number two is his ribbon, his site, is John Mark Enterprises and the ribbon.
I love that.
What's your next one?
So my friend Carrie, shout out Carrie, she told us when we all get together about this viral meal that she makes her girls. And I said, Carrie, I love
Carrie
you.
Carrie B?
No, Carrie S.
Oh.
I was like, Carrie, I love you. Mm-hmm. There's no way my boys are going to eat that. But then I thought, well, just because my boys won't eat it, I can make it for my lunch.
For sure.
So I bought all the ingredients. It basically has sweet potato that you cube and roast. You make taco meat. You get cottage cheese. You get avocado, hot honey.
Sounds like Brett Yanoff's best meal.
Really? And my boys wouldn't – I don't think they'd eat it. But anyway, I was so excited to have it. I'd finished an interview. I started like – peeling the sweet potato and chopping and putting in the oven, cooking the meat. And all of a sudden I was like, oh my gosh, I'm supposed to be at a lunch with people.
Oh, shoot.
It's 12:45 and I'm supposed to be there at 12:30.
Oh.
I felt terrible. So I text them. I like have to get the food all out of the – turn off the oven, start all
and
over.
And it ain't a party of Heather McFadden in the show.
I just felt terrible. It was only three of us. I mean, it's not like – so they actually waited for me. So terrible.
Oh, no.
I'm the worst. Anywho, but the good news was I ended up cooking it the next day and it was delicious.
It was?
So will good. Great combination. Yes. And I'm sure it has a billion grams of protein in it.
Oh, yeah. And we need that.
And like really good vitamins your body needs.
You know what? That also needs to go in our Ipsy bag. We need protein.
Recipes.
We need protein.
Protein powders.
Powders. We need creatine.
Yes.
We have brittle bone. I'm sure we need all those
totally.
Things.
Yes.
Put okay. that in our thing too. I'm okay. I like it. Okay. My last one is so boring, but somebody needs this. I just want you to know.
Is it a hardwood scratch remover?
Okay. If you have scratches on – okay. Because I'm speaking a lot right now and doing more Bible study stuff than I am just like straight up speaking, I am digging through commentaries again because I just want to make sure, you know, let's not get scripture wrong. And I just throw this out there for – yeah. Anybody? You're
popular in the bathrooms and in the heresy blogs.
Totally.
You hear what Cynthia Yanoff
said? You know what? If you're like, they're not putting the real people in the bathroom. Like, they don't have Lisa Harper's picture in the bathroom. They know what they're getting. You're getting Cynthia Yanoff. You're not getting Beth Moore. So everybody calm down. Yeah. But Warren Wiersbe has a commentary set that's amazing. And so I you don't.
Was he the DTS president?
Once? Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. He's gone.
Maybe. Oh,
he's with Jesus, I believe. Okay. Well I said that place. Once before and they weren't, so maybe
stop
he's not
making these declarations.
I don't know. Kathy Cook is not dead, everyone, and boy did you let me know. You guys came out of the woodworks.
I feel like I need my phone right over here.
Okay, so Warren Wiersbe's commentary, if you just are like reading through the Bible or just in your Bible study, I really think to have a good commentary is so important because it digs into stuff. And this one is a good one. And it's got that mix of it's not telling you all the Greek. It's telling you practicalities of like what the scripture means and how to apply it. And I just think there's an Old Testament and a New Testament. I think the set is like $60. It's the best $60 if you want to dig into scripture. I think it's really good. And I was using it yesterday looking for something and I was going through it. I'm like, you know what? If you don't have a commentary, as you study God's word, you need a commentary. And I think the Warren Wiersbe set is really good.
I can affirm that he passed away on May 2nd, 2019. He missed 2020. Thank goodness.
Thank goodness he's dead.
That is not what you said.
Well, I mean, just.
That's not what you
said. Poor Kathy. I keep waiting for you to bring Kathy on.
Thank goodness he's dead.
Well, I'm just saying. Thank goodness I didn't false declare death.
And he wasn't at DTS. He was at Moody Church. For 7 years. Yeah.
Okay.
So and he did a Back to the Bible radio ministry. That was podcasting before podcasting. Radio ministries?
Yeah.
That's the early podcast days.
Yeah.
Okay.
When we get to Super Trackers.
But I need to know before we get to Super Trackers. Are you ever on TikTok?
I don't have it. I don't have an account.
So have you at all heard about this Punch the Monkey?
Yes. Marianne made us all watch it and. Watch it. Is he the one-armed monkey? There's two.
No.
There's two. I'm going to tell you something. Michelle's like, let me show you some monkey she loves. And then it's Punch. And then Marianne's
who has
like,
the stuffed animal.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Marianne's like, have you seen this one? He has one arm. And you know what I think when I watch these monkeys? They have millions of followers. I'm trying to spread the word of Jesus. And I have like 3,000 followers.
People are waiting in line. To go see Punch in Japan. They're flying to Japan to go see Punch because poor guy has been, he's been rejected
his mom
by.
Rejected him.
Ugh.
Michelle told the whole story and I got so bored. And then her husband's in Japan. She's begging Dr. Parker to go see Punch the Monkey. I'm like, I'm going to punch one of you guys if we don't stop showing me monkey videos.
Well, so here's the deal. I do have TikTok. I'm not on it very often. My kids have had their accounts and that's where I get started. My one kid posted his first like edit and it's gotten, what was it? He told me 600,000 views or no, 300,000 views, 60,000 likes.
What's an edit? What does that mean?
That means when you take a video and you like piece it together. There is a friend of mine and she said, I love watching this.
Oh,
cannot
no.
say it. She loves this squirrel, Nibs. It's a puppet, a squirrel puppet.
It's a squirrel puppet that shakes its behind
against a window.
Oh my gosh, what is wrong with our culture?
And she loves it. It has 6.7 million likes.
Are you understanding this? 2.3 million
He has 2.4 million followers, Nibs.
Okay, Nibs is a can everyone have a moment of silence? Nibs
he
has
just bangs on the window.
2.4 million followers tail. For a puppet banging on a window. And I'm talking about Jesus, and I can't get people
Maybe
to follow.
Maybe you need a tap on a window.
Maybe I need a Jesus puppet. Is that sacrilegious?
Yeah, it's this guy.
Oh my
gosh. I mean, all it does is shake its tail and bang on the window, and it has millions of followers. This is where we are as a culture. We're not hanging out together because we had to watch Nibs.
I'm going to start banging on a window and shaking my behind and see if I get followers. And you know what? We're going to call them, what can if it's not Nibs, what can I be? Dibs, Tibs, Wibs, Lips. No, we're not doing Nips. No, ma'am.
I did have one other question. I know you're an escalator stroller mom, but I feel like you're a mom. I saw this video where a dad is explaining to his son, it's very sweet, why so many packages come to their house. And it's a very different reason than why packages come to my house.
Yeah, what do you
say? Packages come to my house because I like online shopping.
Right.
Packages come to their house because he says, your mom, when we're running low on something, she notices that and she goes and she orders it to make sure that we don't run out. I am not the mom who notices.
I don't either. It's the worst.
That's what was my question. Are you one that like notices? I know for us, Alexa saved our life because when someone noticed something was going low or that we needed it, they would say, Alexa, add it to the shopping list. And then I'd have the app at the when I was shopping. Otherwise, I wouldn't know. Like, do we have Kleenex? I don't know. Do we have toilet paper? No clue.
I don't buy Kleenex. How about that for controversy? Just use toilet paper. I don't.
That's Bruce's parents. That's what they would do.
Just get toilet paper. One of my friends, Jenny, shout out. She is so flabbergasted because we'll be, you know, like we have five bathrooms and we have one roll. And I'm like, everybody just go grab that one and we'll pass it around. She's like, do you not keep an emergency stash that you don't touch? And I'm like, no, I don't.
Okay, so that's inconsistent with the escalator stroller.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, I forgot to tell y'all the funniest thing I had to share.
Okay.
Now we're out of time.
No, you got to do it.
Okay, real quick. This is the funniest thing. So remember the Focus on the Family disaster and my packing problem?
Oh, no underwear, people.
No underwear. Okay. I took underwear to Memphis, okay?
Okay, phew. Thank thought you were going to say no.
Don't panic. I took underwear. Like, but you
fool me once.
Do you remember how we laughed so hard about how I came home on the airplane with no underwear on?
Wearing no underwear.
Wearing no underwear. And so, and I was like, well, I hope my pants don't come unzipped or whatever. So we were laughing about, Marianne and I are laughing. So when we were in Memphis, we go to get the rental car and she's standing in line and I already am in the rental car. And she's like, come here. And I'm being silly and annoyed. And I'm like, what? I'm kind of pulling a Bruce, like dancing around, coming over. And she says, come over here. And she's like, hurry up. And I go, what? She goes, your pants are all the way unzipped down. Like, not a little bit, like wide open. You're wearing green undies. And I was like, oh my gosh. So we're laughing so hard about this. And so I zip and I'm like, that's horrifying. So I'm like, well, at least I had on underwear this time. So the beginning of the trip, we're standing in the security line for TSA pre or whatever. And we start laughing about how I was like dancing around being all bold and my underwear was hanging out of my zipper. And I was like, well, that was terrible and blah, blah. So we get called up to the TSA agent and Marianne goes to the right. I go to the left and the man, you know, can I take your picture, driver's license? And it had the driver's license thing where you stick your license in the little, like, it looks like a credit card slot.
Like swipe it.
Well, Marianne just throws her, he's like driver's license. She sets it on top of there waiting. And he's like, you can put it in, ma'am. Oh, and then the guy's like, takes your picture, does license. And he goes, Miss Cynthia. And I said, yeah. And he goes, do me one favor as you're walking off. I go, yeah. He goes, zip your pants, please.
Oh, no. These pants have got to go.
They're the ones I have on now. I wore them in honor.
Oh, my gosh.
TSA.
Oh, no, ma'am.
It was a national security crisis. Ma'am. TSA was like, ma'am, you will not.
So now I see why you were so worried. This is a frequent thing that your pants are just unzipped walking around willy-nilly?
That's the age we are, apparently.
Not my age. I'm going to get you those sweatpant jeans. They are just no zipper. You're safe.
TSA, who is trying to keep bombs off of planes, is trying to deal with my zipper. That's what TSA, that man isn't paid enough.
Oh my gosh.
To be like, oh, we got a middle-aged woman walking, maybe not middle-aged.
I bet she's the owner of Mipsy.
Mipsy. I bet she has a TikTok station called Nips.
She's famous. I saw her in the bathroom. Okay. Have we done enough callbacks? Okay.
Let's go to, let's go talk about makeup on Super Trackers. Okay,
we're going
to
talk about makeup. We're going to talk about me being the Walgreens Karen and a dental emergency that different kids, different treatment is what I've noted.
Okay. Did you put porn on the list?
Doesn't that look like that? You got to be careful. I have just makeup tips. I have skincare tips. And one of the products does look like porn. It's PDRN.
So. Okay. And then I have a 40-day sugar fast I'd like to discuss with y'all.
Wendy Speak?
With what?
Wendy Speak.
Yeah. How do you know her?
I've known her a long time.
Okay. We have a lot to talk about, Super Trackers. Okay.
All right. Bye. See you over there. Bye.